Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, I'm Andy Zaltzman. Now, you might feel that national pride is at a low ebb in the UK right now, but it's not a new thing. Back in March 2008, Prime Minister Gordon Brown was trying to get us all feeling better about our nation. But let's face it, that is just not a very British thing to do. Here's Bugle Issue 21, entitled Swearing at the Queen, with me and John Oliver.
Top story this week, and be proud to be British.
Go on, try harder.
Even if you're not, at least try it, you might like it. Prime Minister Gordon Brown suggested this week a new holiday celebrating Britishness, and on top of that, encouraging schoolchildren to swear allegiance to the country every morning to combat a perceived slide in national pride. There is no national pride in Britain anymore, Andy. But for good reason. We've lost everything. We are the shell-shocked man walking away from the casino at 5 a.m, rehearsing what he's going to tell his wife. We collectively have lost our shirt. There's nothing left.
I'm sure this Pledge of Allegiance will achieve that far more effectively than such outdated and unproven methods as an adequate all-round education, and specifically the proper teaching of history. Lord Goldsmith, the former Attorney General who was in charge of this report, said, "Yeah, I reckon what this country's errant youth needs is some half-assed bullshit like this. That will get them on the straight and narrow." So well done, everyone involved.
Lord Goldsmith said he favoured swearing allegiance to the Queen every morning, but would also accept maybe a pledge to Britain in general. Now, there's no way people are going to do that, but there may be a compromise here, and that is swearing at the Queen every morning. You really might get school children interested in that, turning every morning to face a portrait of the Queen on the wall and unleashing a volley of swearing. We'd be good at it. It would be fun, it would engender a sense of community, and it would be an energetic piece of punctuation to start the day. Besides, it's also basically taking the Magna Carta to its natural conclusion. Turn to face the Queen. You f***!
Lord Goldsmith's report emphasised the need to strengthen British cultural identity, and this comes at a time when British cultural identity is under threat as never before from such factors as aggressive alcohol promotion. There will be a ceremony in which all British teenagers will have to put on the football shirts of their respective country, sing abusive songs about World War II, and urinate into fountains, thus communing with generations of British hooligans before them.
Head teachers have led criticism of this whole idea, labelling the proposals half-baked. And there's some echo of national pride right there, because that is the last bastion of Britishness, sneering at things. That will be the last thing to go. The day that we can't scoff at other nations, we've arranged that France will put a pillow over our face and hold it there until the twitching stops. If their wrists are strong enough, that is. It's like the fact that we mock Americans for whooping and cheering at things. We now ridicule the very concept of enthusiasm. That is how cynical we've become as a nation. We find positivity laughable.
Yeah, in fact, the Shadow Justice Secretary, Nick Herbert, described these silly suggestions as profoundly un-British.
Perfect.
This is as far as we're prepared to go, John. A bit of bunting once a year. That's it. That's as British as we're going to allow ourselves to be.
He's absolutely right, though. National pride is un-British. The only time we can collectively justify facing a flag and listening to the national anthem is when we've just won an Olympic bronze medal in the women's two-person dinghy.
It's difficult to know what the government intends in the celebration of Britishness, because part of what it means to be British is not being sure of what it means to be British. And that goes back centuries. And I think the immigrants who are going to be made to make these pledges might see the irony in pledging allegiance to a nation that was largely responsible for destabilising the place they've just run away from. I'm sure they will pledge that allegiance with a wry grin on their face.
It doesn't help either that we have a terrible national anthem. God Save the Queen is an uninspiring musical dirge. It is virtually made to be sung sarcastically. If they really want us to be proud British citizens, as they claim they do, they're going to have to sit the Queen down and politely tell her that her song isn't going to be default number one anymore. And I have a suggestion, Andy. Yakety Sax, the Benny Hill music, Andy. That way we wouldn't have to sing it, we just have to run around at top speed for a minute or so, chasing a woman in a bikini. It would help both national pride and national fitness. Come up with a better idea.
I think, John, were that to be implemented, particularly at major sporting events, Britain would be basically undefeatable, merely by distracting its opposition by doing a Benny Hill dance before kick-off. It's kind of like the British hacker in many ways. I think God Save the Queen as a song is responsible for the laissez-faire attitude that has made this nation so complacent, particularly about the Queen and her need to be saved. We now just let the Queen indulge her lifelong hobby of extreme sports and also jumping her 1953 BSA Golden Flash motorcycle over a pile of chambermaids. There have been hints that the national anthem will be updated. It is, as John said, Britain's greatest embarrassment, particularly the unknown verses that no one really knows about, which include verses about killing Scottish people, which for the British national anthem is slightly touchy subject. Also verses about what you should do if you find an injured bird in your garden, how to kill a bear with a standard kitchen fork, and what to do if you think your wife is having an affair with Napoleon. These are all a bit outdated now. But that's, you know, all we sing is the first verse, by which everyone has just keeled over and died of boredom.
You say it's outdated, Andy, but let me tell you this. You take out that verse, next week, you're tempting fate, Napoleon will be banging your wife.
Another thing that's a bit of a problem, though, is, as I said, what it means to be British. Because I think to English people, what Britishness means is being English. And to the Welsh, the Scots and the Northern Irish, what Britishness means is being English. So
that's right.
No one really fully understands what it means.
It's being English, Andy.
Right. So we're all English.
We're all English.
Oh, well, that's basically a relief. That's a relief. Yeah. I know our Scottish producer, Tom. He's flicking me a big V sign as we speak.
Yeah, the good English V. Proud to wield it.
Why don't you do a Scottish gesture? Yeah? All right, he's giving me the Glasgow kiss. In fact, we're so proud of our nation that the 300th anniversary of the Act of Union, which basically formed the United Kingdom as it is today, was celebrated with a stamp and a small exhibition. That is how proud we are of our nation.
Thank you for listening. If you fancy something totally non-newsy, why not try the Bugle's collaboration with fictitious fiction writer Dancy Lagarde? Now on pre-sale. Go to thebuglepodcast.com to order a copy of The Publishing Phenomenon of the Third Millennium.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.